Thanks, Molly. Next, we're going to have Barb Satterwhite, and she has a team that's going to come up that she's going to be interviewing. And while they're getting assembled, we're going to give away the first door prize. So,
excuse me a second. I think this is the door prize this year. All right, so if you have your ticket that's on the back of your name tag, drawing that out.
He needs the mic.
He needs mic for a second.
Oh, they can hear me, I think. Okay, so if you have ticket 168853,
Yay!
Is he done? Am I okay? Okay, great. I have 10 minutes and I have six people up here with me. That means they have less than a minute to speak. I have 2 minutes to start and 2 minutes to finish. Think you can do it? And I tell you, anyone I'm going to speak for an hour, so we got to really, really focus. And this is tough. So what I'm here to talk about is grow yourself, grow your team, and grow your prospect. Oh my gosh, I left my notes. That little card right there. And so for me, growing myself, thank you, Lynn, just in case I forget. Growing myself, what have I done this past two years? Well, lots of things. A lot of it is collaboration with everybody in this room, specifically the Platinum Alliance group, which have been phenomenal team members, and all of the leaders that have had the phenomenal calls. And that's been huge. And you'll know, for anybody that's new here, the collaboration and the caring and the sharing is worth so much. The other thing for me has been books. And I've had found this book, and this is so funny. This was written in 1919. It's called Creative Mind and Success. It was written in 1919, and I talk about fortuitous intersections. What made me be at a consignment that I volunteer at, and I find this book for $2 that was written in 1919. This is the 1957 version. There is a 2013 version, and I love it because it's all about your thought and your mind and what you can create. So that's a good one. And this time last year at this event, by the way, this is a phenomenal event. It's one of my favorite. But last year, Mary Helen Dean told me about One Small Step Can Change Your Life, The Kaizen Way, another great little book. And I was just asking Jeff, we did a journal club with Jeff Weissen last year on the Happiness Advantage, and that's another great one. And in that, the Sean Aker says, you know, people think they have to be successful to be happy. It's wrong. When you're happy, you're successful. So be happy, enjoy what you're doing, and you'll be successful. And the other really exciting thing for me is the two arms. How am I doing with time? The two arms of Nikan, the customer versus the business, is so exciting right now with everything. So most exciting for me is the team. So grow yourself, grow your team. And I have three legs here this year. This was the first I've ever had three legs at an event, and I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And two of these legs have a down line with them. The third one, the person couldn't come last minute. So I'm very excited. And so I want them to share what they're doing with their business and why they're so excited, and they're so awesome. They keep me motivated. And, oh, by the way, the four of us on this team have won that incentive that we had the 20% seat offer this month, so it's a great team. So we're going to start out with Don Schenk. And Don, how did you get your first two...
Luck. Means I was always looking and listening for people, and what I've been doing, and I get out a lot and get in environments where I'm around a lot of people. I joined Toastmasters because of Nikan, and I've been doing that a long time. But getting around sharp people, so again, prospecting up, that's the U, and being consistent and persistent, because I've been in Toastmasters soon after I joined Nikan, and I've had some sales, people bought some products, but however, recently I've added five people to my team since in the last about 4.5 months, and they're all because of Toastmasters. And Toastmasters gives me a chance to go out and speak. Trying to get someone to a meeting can be difficult. I have a captive audience, and I get to choose what I speak about. So I've spoken about water about 6 times. And now they're starting to buy them. I think they just want me to shut up. So, and if you want to hear the K, you got to give me longer than a minute.
Thank you. And Don's a silver and been in how long?
Since 2002, I started.
Okay, great. So our next question is to Sandra Thornton, who Sandra and Al are silvers as well. And Sandra, what's the value of an ABC?
When you've got a team that's active, an ABC is real easy. All you do as the B, where you're going to be quiet, is call a person who is your ace, A, and that person is your expert. And all you do is connect the person you want to entice into Nikon to talk to the other person. And often I trick them. I just say, while they're talking, you know, that is so interesting, and I'm listening to them. And then before they know it, I've got a certain person on the line, and I say, hey, do you got a moment? Can you speak to whoever? And often it's her, any of us, Dr. Caldwell, it doesn't matter. Don, some of you have done it for me. And Vance will tell you, because he's on the Pacific time, I can call him at 11 p.m. my time and get him at a good time, and my prospect doesn't matter. ABCs are excellent.
She's a night owl. And so Al, the other half of the Thorntons, and so what's the valuable weekly event?
Oh, I think weekly events is just imperative because we do it on every Thursday, and we drill with people every Thursday at 6:45. And people are busy and they can't make it. And so they have in their mind Thursday. And after a while, if you can't make it, we try to set up something, when can you make it? And then we try to set up an appointment.
Thank you, Al. And I want Carol. Carol, you've been knowing about Nikon for a long time. How come you're excited now?
Well, yes. I've used the products for over 20 years. But recently I needed an extra stream of income. So this was great because the products, they do, you don't have to do anything. They sell them to themselves. And this was on a part-time basis. And I make a little bit of money to help me get by. So I ask you, would you like to have extra money in your pocket? And it's great. Through these Zoom calls and the webinars, and the collaborations with the uplines and the course lines, it's really fun, enjoyable, and educational. So right now it's exciting to be with this organization at this point of time, because it's growing and it's expanding in a field that needs to be recognized. There's never an I in team with us. With our simple compensation plan, we all win. So I say yes to Nikon. I discovered it, I share it, I live it, I share it, and now I prosper from it.
And now we have John, John is our newest member, just joined us in November, who's an executive and has two new people under him. What excited you to even get the invite entrepreneurs to join you?
Thank you very much, Barbara. It's a great question, because I came to Nikon, all my life has led to this point. All 60 years of my days on planet Earth has led me to Nikon. So whether I'm in Nikon or Nikon's in me, or it's a beautiful marriage, it's gonna definitely work out. And my one of my best friends, Jim Cuff, who's part of the Toastmasters group, he invited me to join, and because of Don's compassion and generosity, I said absolutely yes. Now, I have three children. I have a 22-year-old son, Johnny, who is, he is his dad times 100. And the reason I say that is because health-wise, he is a personal trainer. He lives, eats, breathes health. And I said, son, I got this product, and it's got a waterfall, and it's all about water. Because what intrigued me about Nikon, everybody knows that they should drink more water. I know that. You know that. Everybody knows that. It's healthy for you, the whole thing.
But I said, son, do me a favor and just taste this, would you? So he calls me the next day. No, so I ordered him for Christmas a water bottle, but the sport bottle came. And he calls me the next day. He says, Dad, I love this water. And I said, son, don't lie to me. He said, no, I love this water. See, because I'm always thinking, water is water. It doesn't matter what you drink. And I can't stand water. Okay, because it makes me feel so much in that regard. And so what happened was, when he got the water bottle, I got the bottle. And then in terms of, he said, Dad, this is beautiful. So I'll let it go.
And then we have Dr. Caldwell, who is, we have a minute left, and she's going to tell us about why she's doing this business now and as before when she was in.
So I'm a pediatrician, and in 2006 I was blessed to open up a solo pediatric practice. Fast forward, now been in practice for 12 years on my own. What I didn't know when I opened up, everybody was excited to open a new business, right? I was enthusiastic. I was, when we launched the business, it was really exciting. What I didn't know when I opened that business is that my time wouldn't be on my own anymore. I would have no flexibility. I was unable to go to many holiday gatherings with my family, on vacations with my family. It's certainly not what you envision as the excitement of a new business. So it's 2018 now, and I have been on call literally 24/7 over the years that I've been in practice. I've had, office managers that have embezzled. But what I want to say is, the reason why I'm excited about building an Eastern business now is for the reasons I just stated. The flexibility, the financial compensation, my time is my own, vacation. I love and keep what I hear from the magnetic leaders. I mean, whenever I hear from you guys, whether it be on a Zoom or a conference or whatever, if you're always, somebody's on a vacation, or they just came from a vacation, or they took 12 of their children on a vacation, I'm like, I'd love to do that.
And your patience. It helps your patience.
Yeah.
Okay. Our time's up. But I just want to summarize, because I don't have time to say what I was going to say. But the thing is work with others. Work with people you like, people that resonate with you. And that's what was in one of these books. It's just phenomenal. And believe in what you're doing. That's the main thing. Believe in it and have fun. And I have to tell you, anybody remember when we had a conference and we gave these books? The theme was believe, grow, and prosper. It's all about that, guys. And we've got to go. But Melanie's maiden name, the pediatrician is Armstrong. Her mother's name was Barbara Armstrong, which is my maiden name. Her first silver is an Armstrong. So we came up with the A team, and anybody that's on our team, if they don't have an A in their name, they're getting one.